Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now we return to Being an American.
Hello and welcome back to this special Labor Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. It's safe to say that most every time I'm researching material for one of these holiday programs, I always end up finding some kooky story to tell. And this program has been no exception. Get this. It seems that on Labor Day, 1952, presidential candidate Adlai Stevenson was at a political rally. There was a lot going on. Cameras were flashing, the crowd was excited, and we can only assume that candidate Stevenson must have spent a lot of time on his speech, but unfortunately, not enough time on his appearance, specifically his shoes, because somehow Adlai Stevenson ended up in this huge rally with thousands of people, get this, wearing a pair of shoes with a hole in the bottom of one of the shoes. Yeah, and a photographer got the shot. Well, later, believe it or not, the photographer won the Pulitzer Prize for the photo, and Adlai Stevenson sent him a telegram that said, "Congratulations, this is surely the first time anyone ever got the Pulitzer Prize for a hole in one." And speaking of holes in one, here's another weird but true story. Just shortly after the Civil War, golf was just becoming introduced as a new sport in America. And one president, Ulysses Grant, knew nothing about it. But a friend convinced him to go and watch a round of golf. At the first tee, one player was so bad that he couldn't even hit the ball. He just kept swinging, tearing up the sod, and swinging at the air. As the frustrated golfer continued his efforts, President Grant remarked, "Yes, this does look like a great game for exercise. But one question, what's the little ball for?" Earlier in today's program, I brought up the question, just exactly what is Labor Day and why do we recognize and celebrate it? Well, first, Labor Day is a celebration to honor our American workers for their hard labor. You see, it's hard-working American laborers working side by side that made our nation, America, the most successful labor nation in the world. And Labor Day is a day set aside to remind us all that we have received a very special gift, the right to live in a country that gives us the freedom and the opportunity to follow our dreams. But Labor Day is something else. It's about honoring and remembering those who struggle in this nation to give the common laborers like you and me a chance to better ourselves. You see, when the Industrial Revolution took off all around the world, many workers who had been self-employed as farmers or small business owners decided to work for the big manufacturers. And as those workers began to work as machinists and carpenters, in many cases, they found themselves pushed down by their employers, and their work hours were horrible. No days off, no holidays, no sick pay. It was very hard. But one man by himself could not stand up against the industrial giants. And if they did stand up and speak out, they weren't just fired. Many times they were blackballed from getting a job anywhere. It seemed they had no chance. So what happened? Well, the workers organized into a larger, stronger, single voice. They established unions so that they could collectively bargain with their employer. And that wasn't easy because many of the big companies didn't want to change, so they fought back. Some even went so far as to hire armed thugs to terrorize the workers and their families. Some labor leaders were beaten up, some even killed for speaking out. It was very hard and very dangerous. But the American workers would not be broken or intimidated, and they won. The grit and determination of the American laborers from the early 1800s up to today has helped us so very much. And if you doubt, just listen to these facts. In 1880, the normal labor work day was 10 hours. Today, it's 8 hours or less. In 1880, the days worked per week was a minimum of 6, and for many, 7 days a week. Today, the average work week is 5 days. In 1880, there was no overtime pay, but today, federal law requires that overtime pay be at least 1.5 times the normal rate. And what about paid vacations and holidays? In 1880, there was almost none. But today, paid vacations can be up to 4 weeks per year, with as many as 10 paid holidays. Wow. And now you know why we have a Labor Day. It was 1882 when the first Labor Day parade was held in New York City. And in 1894, President Grover Cleveland signed a bill making Labor Day an official national day. I'm taking a break now, but when we return, I'm going to tell you another great story about Americans.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. Jerry and I want to thank you for listening today. This may be your first time to hear Jerry tell these stories, or maybe you were one of his first listeners over 20 years ago. Either way, it is important to find stories about America and share these stories with others. Why? To encourage us all to do our own part in keeping America a good and great nation.
It is so important that we use these special holidays in our America to remember, to honor, and to keep clear our vision for a better America. That's what this Labor Day program today is all about. Not just to entertain us, but to use stories from the past to lead and direct us as we go forward. And what's our job? To spread these stories that are being told with your families, your schools, and even churches. So today we have something special to offer. Kelly, what do we have for our listeners today?
We invite you to call our office at 817-995-4607. When you call, you can ask about today's program special offer, an offer Jerry and I have put together just for our listeners to help you and your family as we work together and pray for our America. You can also go to our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. That number again, 817-995-4607, or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. Let's all do our own part, and let's get back to praying for America. God bless you.
Thanks, Kelly. Let's make today a special start, a day of prayer. A day of continuing to pray for our America. Our America is worth saving. God bless you all.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello and welcome back to this special Labor Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today I'm talking about our great nation America, about our wonderful spirit, about the good and kind hearts of people that we are, about the great opportunities afforded us here in America, and here's a huge one, our willingness to try. And if we try and fail, with God's mighty help, we get up and so often we try again. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, "The probability that we may fail in the struggle should not deter us from the support of a cause we believe to be great." Wow. Our nation, America, has been built on this powerful principle of refusing to quit. And that's another powerful reason why I believe in America. We have a history, a legacy, which has been passed on to us from those before us. Think about it. First, we had the Pilgrims at Plymouth Rock, and when they left Holland for America, that their chance for success was almost zero. But before they boarded the Mayflower, that tiny band of people got on their knees and prayed a simple prayer, "God, thy will be done." And it was hard. They suffered terribly. They lost and lost and lost. But each time, they kept going, and they made it. They ignored the probability of failure, and they gave us a legacy. And look at our founding fathers. They showed us an unbelievable courage and determination. They were willing to put everything they had ever been, ever were, ever would be part of, all on the line for a cause bigger than them. And once again, with God's help and guidance, they were our first Americans. But let's take a moment here and look at this word American. Notice that the last three letters spell out the word can. It's perhaps one of the most positive words in our English language. And when someone says, "I can," there's no doubt, no wondering or wonderment. You believe that they can, and so do they. But suddenly today, I see a new crop of citizens in our country. I call these people Americans. These are the people in our America today who have already counted us out, have already determined that the fight is over, the battle has already been lost, and America is somehow through. But I don't believe that, and I know you don't either. We did not get to be the most successful nation in the world by being Americans. We are Americans, and we cannot stop. We must not stop. Listen to this story. In the 1920s, there was a man who literally ruled the city of Chicago. He was a gangster named Al Capone, and he was involved in everything from bootlegging, booze, to prostitution, to murder. He had an attorney they called Easy Eddie, and he was good, very good. So good that no matter what trouble Capone got into, Easy Eddie could get him off. Now, this made Easy Eddie a very rich man, but he had a problem. He had a young son that he loved dearly and wanted the very best for him. And as this young boy grew up, more and more Easy Eddie could see that his sordid life could not be stopped from molding his son to be a man just like him. So Easy Eddie had a tough decision. Did he offer his son a good and wealthy life, a good name? Well, Easy Eddie made up his mind. He determined to go to the police and tell the truth about Al Capone. He knew it would cost him dearly, but he wanted more than anything to be an example to his son. So Easy Eddie turned Al Capone in, and Capone's reign of power ended. Easy Eddie testified. Al Capone went to Alcatraz Federal Prison, and not long after, Easy Eddie was mowed down by a hail of gunfire on the streets of Chicago. He had given his son the greatest gift he could offer at the greatest price he had to pay. Now, this brings me to my second story of a man, a lieutenant commander and fighter pilot in World War II. His name was Butch O'Hare. One day, he and his entire squad were sent on a mission. Once in the air, Butch noticed there was something wrong with his plane. He only had a small amount of fuel, so his commanding officer told him to return to his ship. And as he made his return, far from the other planes and his ship, he saw something that turned his blood ice cold. It was a squadron of Japanese bombers speeding their way toward the American fleet. And if he didn't stop the bombers, many American soldiers would die. So even though he only had a little fuel left, Butch O'Hare flew his plane into that fleet of Japanese bombers with his 50 caliber guns blazing. And as they returned his fire, he was undaunted. He would not stop. He could not stop. He must save his ship. So even though his own plane was pelted with enemy bullets, he kept dodging and fighting with his ammunition until his ammunition was all spent and he had destroyed five enemy bombers. The Japanese bomber mission was broken, and somehow Butch O'Hare made it back to his ship. When it was discovered just what he had done, putting his very life on the line to save his fellow soldiers, Butch O'Hare became the first naval aviator to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. A year later, Lieutenant Commander Butch O'Hare was killed in combat at only the age of 29. But his hometown of Chicago would not let his memory die. And today, the Chicago O'Hare Airport bears his name. Oh, and the one other piece to this story, that young son to Easy Eddie, the boy that Easy Eddie literally died for to restore his good family name and to give the son a father he could be proud of, that young boy's name was Butch O'Hare. He was Easy Eddie's son. And Easy Eddie was an American. More than that, he was an American. And he proved it by giving his life. Why do I love and believe in America? Because in our hearts, we are good. Back in 1831, French philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville came to America searching for our greatness. And he said this, America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with some final thoughts after this important message. Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Thanks for joining us today for our special Labor Day program. Did you know that we now have a fan club for the whole family? Each of you becoming a member of our American Club. It's a club full of online true American stories to encourage each of us to be our very best American. An American? What does that mean? It means all of us, we the people, doing our best patriotic duty to stand up for America, to stand up speak out for God and country, thanking God for our freedom. It takes a lot of us to not just try, but to work to be a great American patriot, an American. To join us, just go to jerrystewartusa.com and find the site and join. Join today and receive a personal thank you from me. I'll be watching.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello and welcome back to this special Labor Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. I am so very blessed to have so many of you from all around our nation joining me today. We've heard moving stories, quotes from others in our history, all to help remind us that we are one nation under God. And this coming together in our hearts and minds helps us to encourage each other that we the people, must continue to strive and achieve to never stop being Americans. And there is no doubt America is a great nation, the greatest. That's one big reason why those in other countries are trying to come to America. But the big problem we're having today is that the idea to come here, it's really gotten a little off track. So many coming are not legally immigrating properly. That was not the plan. If you've seen the Statue of Liberty up close, Our Lady Liberty is breathtaking. She stands in New York Harbor, over 150 feet tall, welcoming visitors and freedom seekers. In her right hand, she raises high a torch, symbolically raised to light the world with the good promise of freedom and justice for all. In her left hand, she holds a tablet representing our Declaration of Independence that bears the date of that declaration, July the 4th, 1776. And the inscription written on the statue, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send these, the homeless tempest tossed, to me. I'll lift up my lamp beside the golden door." It's a wonderful idea, inviting others to come to be Americans. But our great problem today is that so many are bringing with them crime and trouble, coming not for a better America, but to better themselves. It was a number of years ago that Kelly and I met a young woman who was wanting to be an American citizen. She had four young children, and she knew that becoming a citizen would be such a great thing. She talked so much about how this becoming a citizen was so very special, and that she was following all the steps and all the rules and classes that she must take to help her qualify. And then it came, and we were invited